A fan of Aussie band The Rubens, and given their form over the last 10 years, it's hard not to be, then this is a watershed day. Rubens news everywhere, and to help us pick through it all, Elliot Margin from The Rubens. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, news dropped Tuesday morning that Live in Life has been nominated for Song of the Year at the ARIAs. Is it something you pay much attention to?
In these times, hell yes. When you're just waiting for good news to come through, big time, big time. So, yeah, to have that confirmation that people are connecting with the song is just really, really sweet.
Well, of course, you can get along and vote for it. It's a public vote to aria.com.au/vote. Give the Rubens some love. It's an understatement to say that it's been a bloody odd year, and it would seem that the band have been chomping at the bit to get things going. New music, a tour that's been put off a couple of times. How's the holding pattern been for you?
It's been, honestly, behind the scenes, it's been okay because we've been very busy working on music and doing all that stuff that happens that people don't really get to see. So we've been very, very busy creating and, you know, bunkering down in the studio and stuff. So it's exciting now that people are going to get a chance to hear all the work we've done.
Oh, for sure. And okay, well, let's talk about the video first, because this dropped yesterday, the single Time of My Life. It got a video which features representatives of one group in particular that would have felt the sting of COVID throughout 2020.
Yeah. So when we were looking at making the video for this, at the time we were getting a lot of messages from HSC students and teachers and things, just like reaching out and explaining their experience at the moment. And we felt like, you know, this is, you know, a story that would be kind of nice to reflect at least their experience of what's going on. While the song itself isn't about that, it was written in 2019. It is about, you know, not being able to enjoy the moment you're in.
Yeah.
And so we felt like with the video, we can reflect that. So we enlisted the help of our good mate, Russ Fitzgibbon, who's like a creative dude, to direct this video and get some HSC Year 12 students involved just to,
amazing,
to kind of reflect that, which is, I think it comes across really well. It's a nice, sweet video.
Yeah, I think it's an apt connection, and one that the class of 2020, I think, are definitely going to get around. So check out that video, Time of My Life. Okay, so the new video, but not only that, the announcement of the fourth record as well, 02 or 2, 2020 Backwards, or Yet Nudie. I've practiced that for you. How do you say it? How have you been saying it?
I say 0202. Okay. It's the easiest and coolest way to say it.
Okay, so Yet Nudie, that could get out of the way. Album set for Feb 12 next year. Excited to get this one out?
Oh, big time. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun making it. And, you know, when you're making a record, there's a lot of secrets and there's a lot of things you can't wait to tell people or can't wait to have people listen to. So to actually announce the thing is very, very special.
How's the sound changed over the last decade? Critics and people from the outside will always have their own opinion, but for you and the band, how has the creative process and the sound that you're trying to create changed?
I think we've gotten a lot more confident in our own tastes and our own choices. I think, you know, as you progress as a band, you need to keep developing and experimenting to keep it at least interesting for yourself and then interesting for the audience as well. Like if we made our debut record four times over, I wouldn't be listening to us anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like you need to give people a reason to keep coming back. So for us, I think it's about being confident in ourselves and trying new things. Even though, you know, when we're in the moment making the record, we don't consciously sit down and say, all right, let's do this and this and this to make it different. We're lucky in that it comes naturally to us and we don't really reflect on it until the thing's done and we look back at it and see, you know, the difference between, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4 records. Is it's kind of nice to see that progression.
And everyone else starts telling you what you guys are actually doing. We're speaking to Elliot Margin from The Rubens. The new album, 0202, has been announced for Feb 12 next year. And then there's also the Live in Life tour, which is now the 0202 tour. Third time lucky. It kicks off next April. Adelaide news still to come. You've been waiting a while to hit the road.
We've been waiting a while, yeah. So the Live in Life tour, like you said, was announced April 2020. And if you had told me that wouldn't have happened and it would actually be 2021.
Yeah, 12 months
that
later.
That would be the tour of the year's graduate. I would say, you are crazy. But, you know, these are the times we live in. But at least for us, it's exciting now that the tour isn't just about, you know, one single. It's about a record.
Yeah.
Which means people are going to get a chance to hear a whole you know, a whole body of work live, which is really, really exciting.
And audiences are going to be so hungry for it as well. It's going to be amazing. Hey, Elliot, I've also read that cooking is an interest for yours, the Bon Appetit videos. You mastered anything lately? You've had a bit of time.
Oh, I've had quite a bit of time. The funny thing is, so I, like, for a couple of years now, I've been making sourdough bread.
Yeah, okay.
And then, you know, when COVID really kicked off and everyone was stuck in lockdown, everyone seemed to get into baking sourdough bread. and right when everyone started getting into it, I started making the worst, crappiest loaves.
No!
It's time to shine. Everyone else, I started scrolling through my Instagram and all my mates are making loaves 10 times better than me. Every loaf that I made at the time was coming out like a pancake. So I don't know what that was. Like, everyone sucked the talent out of me. But that has been my thing for a while now. Maybe I need to pick up something else. I don't know, crocheting or something.
Yeah, okay. Well, once you do, we'll be following that with interest. You can check out the Rubens video, Time of My Life. The new album's out in Feb and hopefully they'll be here in SA soon after. Elliot from the Rubens, he's hoping for smooth sailing from here, mate.
Yeah, we hope so. Thanks very much.